everybody knows a gay.
Oh, sure.
At least when it comes to work kids, their kids can do in the free time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing better to teach a high school kid responsibility than having a summer job. But part of that responsibility is going out and getting the job yourself.
That's it.
At least according to one hard-ass dad. You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So I'm at the rink the other night. My daughter's on the ice.
What happened?
Talking to a buddy of mine as I'm poking myself in the eye with my glasses. So we're talking about the summer and the kids and sports they're playing and what they do. And he tells me he wants his teenage son to get a summer job.
Good.
And he said that his son is looking into it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what's he going to do? And he's like, he's being lazy. He goes, you know, my buddy owns a restaurant.
Perfect.
Yeah, I go, it's exactly what I
said.
Yeah.
And he goes, no.
Why?
I ain't doing it. And I go, you ain't doing what? And he tells me that he will not call his friend who owns a restaurant to get his kid a gig, nor does he want his son applying there on his own.
Right, he can't even do it on his own?
Well, because he knows his friend, when he sees him, will hire him immediately.
Too easy?
Yes. Okay. He says that he wants his son, this guy, my buddy, to go get a job on his own.
What's the difference? As soon as you get in there, you still got to do the job.
His argument is it's not just about getting the job. It's not just about doing the job. It's about getting the job.
Applying yourself, selling yourself to an employer. What are you bringing to the table? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do I care? Just get the goddamn kid out of the house and get some money.
No, I mean, his argument is that there are lessons throughout all of this thing, and he doesn't want to shortchange his kid's lesson. Now, by the way, I'm busting his balls about it.
Oh, well, yeah, I hope, yeah.
So he goes on to tell me
that
this has caused friction in his home with mom, with his son.
Yeah.
But he's standing his ground. And he said to me, he thinks that applying and finding the actual job for his son, who, by the way, is turning 17.
Yeah.
Is more important than actually doing the job.
Really?
He gets. And he ain't budging. The guy ain't budging.
Get up every day. Dragging your ass to work every day is way harder than the applying for a job.
Well, when you're a grown-ass person trying to pay a mortgage, I mean, this is a kid learning lessons.
All right, so he's got to learn to apply and sell himself.
You disagree with his statement?
I mean, it's an entry-level job. I don't think you're going to get the grilling process of, like, you're going to work for Isaac Heating and Cooling.
No, okay. But
you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like, you're going to show up on time? Good. It's not going to be a process.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
Okay, so I can think of this situation when we were teenagers.
The ice cream.
It was really, really hard to get a job at Wegmans.
Unless
you knew somebody or you had a parent.
So you needed it in.
You needed it in. And as a kid, I didn't have that in. And it sucked. But it was kind of like a rude awakening for how the world works.
Ooh, interesting.
But hold on.
You know, so nepotism, bitch.
So you both worked at that ice cream shop.
Yeah.
All right, so you walked up to the owner and you applied for a job.
Yeah.
Did it grow you as a person to get that job? That interview process, the typical process of a mom and pop Italian ice cream shop.
It was your first introduction into an interview, being professional, I guess. But I think you would have gotten that no matter
did it grow
how
you
figured out that or how you were connected to that job.
Okay, so this is a two-part answer. Because first of all, when it comes to my personal experience working at Lugia's, I think you are forgetting how out of your comfort zone you have to go. Even just to go talk to a business owner as a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid. So yes, I think that is a valuable thing. That being said, my dad got me that job.
Oh, he did?
Really?
So, well, kind of. My dad.
He had to work up all the free ice cream?
Yeah. So my dad was a cop in Gates.
Yeah.
And Lugia's
Officer Two Scoops.
And he would. Lugia's is right on the Spencer Fork Gates line. Yeah. So not only did they have an ice cream shop, they had a pool store there. They would like install pools and things like that. So he would spend like his off time hanging out with the boys in the parking lot eating ice cream. Yes, and like so, my dad knew these people, the Ferrari family, and they're very nice people.
Yeah.
So he kind of hooked up me with this job.
So yeah, you're in.
Yes.
And I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, though, most of those jobs I had as a teenager, like it wasn't like necessarily a family member that got me that job, but it was some kind of connection through somebody where I was able to get in.
But here's the problem. When it comes to parents specifically, and this is why I'm kind of with this dad, my buddy, as much as I think he's being a hard ass, he may have a point. When my dad got me that job, he never let me hear the end of, you're the reason, by the way, he's talking about hard work and how, you know, I'm the one that got you this. Is he standing in the parking lot wearing a gun and a badge, eating ice cream while I'm at my job that he, quote, got me. Kind of a mixed message.
But so, like, so my old man, remember I worked at his TV station. I was a cameraman.
Yes.
And I loved it, and he fired me.
Yes.
Because he wanted me to go get a job on my own. So he, and by the way, but he told me where to go. So he said, go up to Winn-Dixie and fill out an application and go get a job working in a grocery store. So I go up there and do that, right? And I fill out the application, right? And this is the weirdest part of the story to me. So I fill out the application. I still remember the guy. His name was Jim Taylor. He was like this old country boy, fat, funny, likable guy, right? I figured, man, this is pretty cool. So I go back home. I go, hey, I got the job. He goes, my father goes, when are you starting? I go, tomorrow. He goes, it's a school day. I go, yeah. You say, go get a job. So he goes, you tell him you can't work on school nights. I go, what? You just told me to go up there and fill out this application, and now you tell me I can't work on a school night, right? So I go up there, and I explain to this guy, Mr. Taylor, and he goes, well, I can't hire you then. I need people every day. I got to go back home to my old man. You know what he tells me?
What's that?
I was thinking about, you're not doing good in school anyway. Tell him back. I had to go back for a third time and go back and get the job that I just got and lost because of his opinion, because he realized he's not going anywhere in school. I don't want him around the house. He thought about it selfishly. He goes, yeah, you go work. Go work. Like, what a dick.
Okay, but then that's an argument.
I applied for three jobs for the same job.
But the argument you're making actually backs up this dad's point, because when parents get involved, that's when things become less like real life. I mean, that's the story you just told.
Yeah, but I went on my own.
Okay. Until your dad got involved.
Yes.
252-WCMF again. Buddy of mine, daughter plays hockey with mine. We're at the rink the other night. He's telling me he's got a 17-year-old son turning 17, wants him to get a summer job. And he tells me that he's got a buddy who owns a restaurant. But he will not call his buddy to give his kid a job. He will not even let his kid apply at the restaurant because he knows his buddy will hire him.
And that's hard ass.
When he sees the name, and I'm busting his balls about it. And he's like, no, no, it's more important, just as important, that the kid go and get the job as much as he does the job. And I mean, look, he has a valid argument.
I don't think it's as life-changing as people make it.
Okay. I want you to think about this before we go to the phone.
I'm thinking.
Because we got folks sitting on hold. We got Instagram messages coming in.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. Is it a dick move to ask a friend to hire your kid? Think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Let's talk to Christine. Hey, Christine, you're on CMF. What's up?
It is a dick move to ask your friend.
Do you own a business, if people asked you?
No, but it's like, what happens if your kid screws up so bad at the job? What happens then? Now your friendship is gone, your kid doesn't learn anything, and your kid just got fired and thinks you should step in and tell your friend, oh, you know, give me the job back. You know, you guys are buds.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do that last part, right? Like, okay, you lost the job. It is what it is. I'm talking more.
No. Kids are like that these days.
Yeah, they're bad.
Careful. I forgot about kids these days.
You know what they say about kids? Nobody wants to work.
All right, so Christine, you agree with this guy then that I was hanging out with the other night that he should not be getting a job for his son?
Yes, and I'll give you one quick prime example is my ex-husband and my son. They worked together, dad got him all the jobs and everything, and then the day that my son got promoted over his father in that job and had to be dad's boss, my son had to remove his father physically from the job because dad was so pissed the kid got the promotion.
Okay, I get it. But I do think there's a difference between working with your kid and getting your kid a job. Like, I understand the uncomfortability of what you just described. Pretty funny to see.
Yeah. But the problem is, what happens if like the owner's kid works for him and then all of a sudden your buddy's friend goes over him?
No, I get what you're saying.
It's a summer job. How many promotions are you getting by August?
Well, I was getting 15 cents a year at Lugia's.
15 cents?
No big deal. That's what 15 cents
is,
15
cents. You
can't
get much sitting on your butt, so you can't
get that down.
Well, actually, they did. They put it on one of those wood hangers. You can get them at Home Goods.
Oh, I got to get one.
Yeah, yeah. Christine's got one hanging in her kitchen.
Yeah.
Sits on her butt and looks at it.
You know she sits her ass all the day, man. She ain't doing squat. Your ass ain't doing squat, girl.
I can't wait to run into you. Are you going to Pittsford Wegmans today? Because I can't wait to run into you.
You won't see me. I'm going to blend in.
You will. Yeah. If they made the walls out of denim.
Not with those big of buttons. Man, those are big. Those are bigger than somebody's glasses, Tommy.
Please, Christine, he has grandchildren. Calm down. Christine, thank
you. I'm horny for buttons.
Not with those big of buttons. Those buttons are big. Those buttons are as big as some people's glasses.
Slutting for buttons.
Kimmy, is it a dick move to ask your friend to hire your kid?
Yeah. Like, I guess if you're going to go this route of I want to help my kid get the job, I think you kind of got to let the kid take the initiative and do it on their own. You know what I mean? Like, that person's already going to know who your kid is and stuff. Like, I don't think you should, like, step in and make the introduction. But I understand, like, pushing your kid towards that job because they might have a better chance of getting it.
What
but
if it's
I don't
a
think,
tough
I don't
job?
Think you should really involve yourself with the process.
Gotcha.
Let's say you want to get your give him a job, mm-hmm. but you want him, like, tough job.
Like what?
Push to get it. Let's say your buddy has a tough job, like digging, ditching.
Landscape, you know, and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, tough like that.
All right,
I mean, tough job.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to get him out there doing that. Get him off his ass. You would push your buddy into that. You push your kid into that direction.
So here's my issue with that. Like, okay, so my dad gets me the job at Lugia's when I'm 15, 16, right? Like, it's scooping ice cream.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if I quit scooping ice cream because it was too hard, I'm going to bitch voice myself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame a teenage kid for having to get up at 6 in the morning, work in the blazing heat all day.
I know.
You would have to either be, A, really sure your kid could handle it, or B,
that's true.
Have a buddy that understands that my kid could walk away from this, there's nothing I can do, and it's a life lesson for him. Because there are also those dads and moms who want their kid to take a tough job.
Right.
So they
saying.
Stay away from that kind of work for the rest of their
life. Or they appreciate what they have.
Exactly, yes.
Sorry. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if the goal is, like, because you've heard these stories before, my dad made me get up and, you know, work a landscape, and so I would go to college and apply myself so I didn't have to do that every day. Well, if that's the goal, you kind of screwed your buddy over with your little experiment.
But you could also, I mean, that could backfire on you if that's your goal, because that kid could do that job, make more money than they ever had before, and think, well, geez, like, if there's more money in this, I could just continue on doing this.
Kid's got a trade.
Life.
That exact thing happened with a kid that I grew up with in Gates. Yeah. His dad made him go work in a landscaping company. He figured out that he could do it himself. He had his own business in high school, which was, like, really impressive.
Probably cleaned up.
Does it for a living. But the whole goal was, I'm going to show you why you need to go to college.
Oh.
And I haven't seen the kid in 20 years. I don't know.
Maybe he's stolen his mower.
Maybe he drank it away. Maybe he's a strip club. No idea. But.
Oh, that was my buddy.
We got Facebook messages coming in. We got Instagram DMs coming in. Let's start with Instagram. Kirsten. Kirsten writes
us. What's she saying?
She says, I was a manager at a retail store for years. Someone came in and asked about an application that his son had put in. I didn't follow up because if the kid wasn't interested enough to ask about his status, he wasn't going to be interested enough when the job was hiring.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah, that makes sense.
You don't want your parent calling and checking in for you.
No. That's a kiss of death.
All right, quick sidebar.
Mm.
Can a parent call their teenage kid in sick to their job?
No.
No?
That also looks bad.
Give me thoughts?
You're a candy ass.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
But
so that's total
I mean, candy I guess ass. It's not out of the question that they do.
Right. However, Trish seems to disagree with, I don't even know where you stand anymore. You're all over the place.
What am I?
Your pajamas.
What?
Trish writes, you need to give your kid every advantage. Places don't hire teenagers like they used to. There are older people getting the jobs that teens traditionally used to work, so there are fewer jobs for them. That is an interesting point.
Yeah.
I thought that kind of changed after COVID where everybody was coming up short now, though. That was the case earlier.
Well,
where
no.
The old folk were taking those jobs because they were coming up short on their Social Security.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. What's happened with 401ks recently where that would have changed?
Everybody's doing really good out here.
I mean, that is a good point by Trish, right? Like, if your will your kid be able to get a job?
Yeah.
But on the other hand,
squeeze out those old farts.
Well, hold on. Let's walk down this. I'm sorry. Squeeze out the old farts. Like, on the other hand, if I leave my kid to go get a job on their own, right? Or if I hook him up with a gig, that could mean I'm shutting out a grown ass person who needs a job to eat.
Yeah, but people don't think like that. They're very selfish.
Okay, but I mean, just now that we're saying it,
grandma's starving.
That's what would happen. Like someone who may actually need that gig. Okay, I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Right.
Well, I was just going to say, if that job that you have a connection to for your kid pays pretty well, and you know that there really aren't any other jobs your kid could have that pays that amount. Like, let's say your kid goes and finds, you know, just a simple part-time minimum wage job, and you think, well, they could have that job over there, which only benefits you because they'll be making more money.
Oh, you got to go
it
more
It would be
money.
Hard, I think, as a parent to not step in and give them that advantage, knowing like how much more it's going to help both of you out.
I think you want your teenager making as little money as possible.
Why?
Because money equals freedom.
Man, I wish you talked to my dad back in the day.
Why is that?
No, he was just like, save your money.
No, I'm saying, like, no, that's why.
Yeah. So you don't want to make a lot of money.
Let's say in a hypothetical situation, my oldest now, she's 14, she gets a job in 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. And she has a job where she's going to make the $15 minimum wage or like 22 at a different gig.
You say no on a 22.
I want her to take the 15.
Really?
Because
money in a teenager's hand is dangerous,
right?
I'm speaking from experience.
You can't do like my father did.
What's that?
Confiscate the whole check and give you $5.
I don't think that's going to fly. You know what I'm saying? No, I want my kid. I don't want it to be about the money. The money's great.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yes, I want them to buy their own things. But there's nothing that my daughter needs where she needs an exorbitant amount of money. The more money she has, the more trouble she can get into with it.
All right, that's a good point.
Don't you remember as a teenager, you'd get that first check, and then you'd have to fill up your gas tank and... Well, there goes
goodbye.
All the money.
Yeah, but
like I didn't have any. Like I couldn't have. I couldn't buy anything for myself.
You couldn't afford makeup, for God's sake.
Look, you're right. As a kid, that sucks. But now that I'm on the other side of it, it's a great life lesson, right? Like, yes, these things cost money. Also, we were alive during the most expensive gas time in the history of America.
Stuff's going to be expensive for your daughters.
Yeah.
Well, Kimmy, we were paying $5 a gallon for gas in 2003.
Right.
It's $3 a gallon now.
For the moment.
But like,
I'm saying, like, with inflation, that's got to be $7 less per gallon.
Yeah, probably.
Per gallon!
Yeah.
Wife can't afford to get your kid, help your kid out with a car or something like that. Like, that kid's never going to be able to save up enough to get that for themselves.
Hey, with all due respect right now, minimum wage job, you ain't working enough hours to get your own car, period. You got to help
Well, no, but that's
out.
What I'm saying. Why wouldn't you give them advantage at a job that made more?
Okay, look.
Yeah. They could do something like that.
Yeah, to me, it's like, get out of here.
Okay,
man.
All right. Put money in your teenage kids' hands and watch them set the world on fire.
Well, you set parameters. That's all.
Okay. I love how you think, too, like my daughter's not smart enough to figure out a way to keep some of that money without me knowing about it.
Well,
let
I guess
her have
it is a little
fun.
Trickier now
no!
because she can shop on her phone.
No.
Yes, thank you. Thank
didn't
you.
Have
but
that
the kid, you want me to go take a job where I don't benefit me at all? What kind of gig is this?
Because the benefit is the life lesson. Look, you got a roof over your head. Look, you got a
roof over your head.
You got a roof. You don't even know what I'm going to say, stupid. Alyssa. No, you got a roof over your head.
Yeah.
You have your meals put on the table. You have the ability to go to school. And are you J-O-ing me a lesson to my daughter?
You're doing the basics and you want a pat on the back. Get the kid a nice e-car.
What?
Get her a nice ride.
E-car.
Y'all doing all right.
Electric car. He thinks an e-bike being an electric
bike. I got to sit in this house. With the, here's your food, your salad-eating daddy, and you can't have no car, walk to school, go work at Lugia's.
Salad-eating daddy, one of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
Salad-eating daddy, it don't matter how much money you got, baby, you ain't getting none of my croutons, because it's Wednesday. Wednesday's crouton day.
Not since, what was that place called? What is this? Wait. Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesdays does no longer exist. Does not look. I can't even.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Literally
lost all my croutons on that.
Who
day.
Knew that song would apply to the business one day?
Yeah,
they still have one in Oswego when she's got hockey tournaments up there. I sit for an hour and
finally
I
a reason to go to Oswego.
that sub place that sells a cheeseburger sub.
That place is amazing.
Ah, they got the El Roker too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's just they just take a big old pile of food and pour it into your face. Ooh, we may have just dodged a bullet as Bills fans.
What happened?
Well, we were certain yesterday as we talked it through that we were going to have to either go to a Bills game or watch a Bills game on one of the biggest holidays of the year.
Yeah.
However, a recent change, one team wanting to do this, Kimmy, they're not going to put both of these teams on this card on the same day, are they?
I don't know.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So yesterday we shared with you the NFL will be once again doing games on Christmas.
Yeah.
This year it'll be 3 games, 2 on Netflix, 1 on Amazon. And what was scaring us were the Bills' odds to play on Christmas.
Yeah.
This is something the three of us, well, Kimmy and I definitely did not want to
have. Yeah, and I was fine with it.
So we discovered that the Bills it's the only holiday. Christmas is the only holiday the Bills have never
ever
played on. They had several Christmas Eve games, Halloween, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, all of that stuff. Thanksgiving, no Christmas. We then factored in the MVP factor with Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. He's a headliner, buddy.
We talked about how the NFL loaded up the games last season with premier teams so people would have games to enjoy.
Yeah.
And we came to the conclusion, walking away from that conversation, that it was just a matter of time before we would find out Orchard Park was hosting a Christmas Day Bills game, which would throw everything into chaos for Bills fans. Well,
what happened?
Things might have changed. According to reports, Kansas City has asked the NFL to play on Christmas.
Oh, okay. They won it.
Yeah, so they played on Christmas last year. Okay. They also played on Christmas 2 years ago. And according to the story, the franchise wants the Chiefs on Christmas tradition to be akin to the Cowboys or Lions on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, so they want to build another one.
Yes, they want to own Christmas.
All right.
I believe the Chiefs are undefeated on Christmas, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, so that, is that why?
Did they lose 2 years ago? Could you Google that, Chiefs record on Christmas? Thank you.
So how does this help the Bills?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
There is no way, in my opinion, the Bills are putting a premier game like Bills-Chiefs, first of all, because we play each other next year on Christmas. So that would
why not?
CBS ain't going to give it up. Remember,
oh,
that game is always a 425 CBS game. It's the highest-rated CBS game every single year.
Yeah. Right.
CBS ain't giving it up. So right. That wipes out Christmas Day, Bills-Chiefs.
Okay.
Okay. So if...
So they may never play on Christmas.
Well, like, here, walk through this with me.
Right.
There are six slots to play if there are three games.
Yeah.
So Bills-Chiefs wipes out two slots. So that means there would only be four slots left for the Bills. On
well,
top
two
of
are going to go to an NFC game.
So that leaves two slots left.
All right.
And I'm thinking out loud here. If you have a team that draws eyes like the Kansas City Chiefs, which they do, you wouldn't waste the eyes the Bills would get on Christmas, because how many Americans are going to actually sit full throttle for three straight games and enjoy that? You wouldn't need the Bills on Christmas.
All right. So they're out.
I hope.
You lucked out.
All of a sudden, it feels like we could be okay if the Chiefs get their wish and they get to play on Christmas again. And why would the NFL not grant that
unless that whole CBS deal doesn't matter and the NFL dictates what's going
to
happen?
CBS is allowed to choose. This is in the collective bargaining agreement between the TV deals.
Yeah.
CBS is allowed to choose one game a year that is not moved.
All right.
It has been the Chiefs-Bills the last 2 years. Based on how the season ended for the Bills last year, I cannot imagine it won't be that game again.
All right.
Because it's back in Orchard Park again.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it's a home game.
Damn.
By the way, the Chiefs are 3-2 on Christmas.
Okay. All time.
And the Bills have never played on Christmas.
Never.
They lost in 2023 to the Raiders.
Oh, I forgot about that game.
Yep.
That was the one where Mahomes got picked like four times.
Must
that was a
be.
Great game. How did I forget that?
See the holidays.
So then why would the Chiefs want this?
They did win last year.
They want that tradition. Like you said, they want to be known as like the Christmas team.
But it does put you at a competitive disadvantage because like with Thanksgiving.
Makes the week all weird.
Exactly. Like Thanksgiving, you know it's always on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Christmas moves.
Yeah, it does.
Right? So like was Christmas a Wednesday last year?
Yeah, it was a big week.
Tuesday, right. Wednesday? Because this year it's a Thursday, so it wouldn't affect you that much. But if you did this every year, you could be playing any day of the week.
Okay.
Not great.
I know.
Because remember, the Chiefs had to play on Saturday to play on Tuesday, remember? Because
yeah.
They did they all the teams that played on Christmas played on Saturday and then played again on Christmas.
Okay. Mm.
All right, so are we good, Kimmy?
Not going to count it out still. The NFL bumped the Bills in times we didn't think they would last year.
But it would be.
What was the game? Was it the Patriots game?
Yeah, that went to primetime.
All of a sudden, we didn't even know that was a possibility.
Well, it's because they were going to clinch the division.
Still, I think that the NFL, if they want the Bills in that spot, they'll put them in there no matter who else is playing.
Here's the thing. Once Christmas is locked in, those games cannot be moved. Those are not movable games, so the Bills would have to be picked up
right.
front.
But I guess my point is just like it seems like the NFL wants Bills in those crucial spots. I don't know if they consider that a good spot or not, but I would think if they were planning on having a game televised live from Buffalo – that's still the plan.
They did have both Baltimore and Kansas City last year, too.
And it'd be so nice to have like a 4 o'clock Kansas City Bills game Christmas Day.
Shut up.
Done with the I'm so done with the holidays by like 9 a.m.
Okay, then go get a hobby. Go play Monopoly. I don't care. I'd keep my Bills off Christmas.
Nice cocktail. No. Nice.
My life would get so complicated. So effing complicated. I don't want it. I don't preach it. I don't teach it to my kids.